Hi, Oliver. Thank you for joining me.
Hey, Mark. Good to see you.
So you are also known as Ali Wonka, the proprietor of Prima Botanica Chocolate Company based in Troy, New York. Is this true?
You're correct.
Can you tell me a bit about Prima Botanica?
Absolutely. Well, basically I started this company about a year ago. With a lot of, mutual support from friends and family, a lot coming from my cousin who actually has property down in Costa Rica. Went to go visit him to check out his property, and I kind of just fell into chocolate making from there, bringing home beans, roasting them, and then just getting small scale, like home appliances that allowed me to do it. And people seemed to like it, so I pursued it.
Well, that's some serious delicious entrepreneurial spirit. Now, we're coming up on, if we haven't already just passed your 1 year anniversary of being in business. We had you on the show months ago when you were just starting out. Now that you've been in business for a year, what is something that you wish that you'd known getting started before you turned something that was sort of a hobby into a full-time business? And while you answer, I'm going to be trying the 75% Choba Choba variety. And I'll report back on the taste after your answer.
Yes. So one of the things that I've figured out, from doing business is, and something that I wish that other chocolate makers or other food producers had let me know, is that you need to be very careful about what you put on your labels, especially if you're printing thousands of them. So particularly this bar, the Choba Choba bar, I'm no longer allowed to actually call it Choba Choba, because there's a Swiss company who has stake in the Choba Choba cooperative, and basically put in a cease and desist order in order to get me to stop using that title on my bar. So I had all of these labels printed, so then I had to figure out what to do with them. Luckily enough, they allowed me to continue using it while I was running out of packaging.
Wow. Who would have thought that getting involved in international trade could have such immediate legal consequences. So in addition to making people happy by providing them chocolate, and I got to say this Peruvian variety is incredible. In addition to being really rich and deep and chocolatey, it has these sort of light acid notes that I don't usually expect to find in chocolate. So now I'm going to try this Tanzanian variety. Well, you tell me about what are some of the broader goals you have to accomplish with your business in addition to making people happy and making a livelihood for yourself.
Yes. So first off, we're actually allowed to use the title Coco Camille for this 75% Tanzanian chocolate, fortunately. Some of the some of the things that Prima Botanica is focused on doing is really creating ties with the agricultural community in Troy. So one of the ways that we've been doing that is working with Nighthawks, which is a restaurant downtown, right by the news apartments. And we have been doing a couple of collaborative meals with them, integrating chocolate into what they're doing and having some events together. But they're super special because they directly source produce from local farmers, get meat from local people. So that's one of the things we've been working on. We've also been working with Azuray from College City Growers through the sanctuary. And we sourced some Tulsi basil from her to include in one of our botanical ganaches that we use in a hot chocolate mix.
Yeah, so in addition to bars of chocolate that you produce and sell at local stores, including Honest Weight Food Co-op and other places, what are some of the other products that you make and share with the public, and where might they be able to find them?
Yeah, so currently we're working on a new line of products. It's the Botanical Series. So these are three different bars that focus on single varietals of plants and fungi. So we are going to be, we actually have a couple new places that we're selling. Caterskiller Herb Exchange in Woodstock. We're selling some of our new products to Honest Weight, of course. And we are also, we're focusing on a couple new places in Troy, including Anchor 5 Boutique, Placid Baker, and Flipper's Barbershop. So those three products are going to be pretty awesome. You can follow my page on Instagram to get more info on those. They're kind of a little secret at this moment. But one was just released today called the Marimba Arriba, and that's our first CBD-infused chocolate. And we're actually going to be giving some of that out tonight at Faustus at the Gasholder Building. It's a performance by the Will Kemp Players.
It's going to be an interesting Halloween event for sure, although I believe this interview will air after that, unfortunately. But luckily, people will be able to find your products, this new bar, this bar, and also some future secret bars that'll be dropping this holiday season. So you mentioned working with College City Growers, and you work directly with the producers of the cacao beans. I forgot to respond to the Tanzanian, the Coca Camili. Is that in reference to a specific area, or is that a specific farm? What is that?
Yeah, so Coca Camili is actually refers to the name of the farmers cooperative based in the Kilimanjaro Valley in Tanzania. So that's a the cooperative itself is composed of about 2,600 smallholder farms. So those are like 1 acre farms. So the reason I give it the name Coca Camili is that it's instead of focusing on the region, it's really focusing on the community of people that's creating the product, fermenting the beans, and, you know, really creating like a high quality thing that we get to use.
Indeed, and you can taste it. It's remarkable how something like chocolate, which we think of as sort of monolithic from like Hershey bars, can have such different distinct flavors. The Tanzanian is much darker tasting in a way. I mean, it's both dark, but it's more caramelly, more like a red wine compared to a white wine. And you really get to know the terroir of where the beans are being grown because of the simplicity of the way that you make your product. In terms of facilities, can you talk about where you operate out of in Troy and any other kind of community-oriented projects that you're involved with here locally in town?
Yeah, so I guess most directly, I'm part of a housing and living cooperative called the Basswood, and that's located in the Mount Ida community. And here I'm living with five other people, and we are doing some cool entrepreneurial regenerative agriculture kind of activities. And we've recently become involved with the Mount Ida Preservation Association, which is located at 548 Congress Street. So they're an organization that that purchased the church that's at that address. And they focus on primarily preserving the space. But over the next couple of years, we're moving towards facilitating different events, including performances, and creating an incubator kitchen. So actually, that's where I am currently located. So I'm doing all my chocolate production there after getting my 20C license and, working with the crew to renovate the space and kind of get it up to par. So that's been like a really magical transition in that it's like super close to where I live. It's easy to have my community come and help out with things and see what I do.
Yeah, so you exercise your work-life balance, your muscles as well. So finally, we're almost out of time, but where, again, can our listeners look forward to seeing you this fall season, and where can they find your products locally or online if they want to tell their friends out of town how to get your stuff?
Yes. So the Troy Farmers Market, we finally got in after a couple years of applying. You know, it's like a very competitive market to get into, but we're very excited to be there. You know, just being that there's like a lot of high quality vendors, just like, really, really great stuff. So we're going to be there starting November 10th, and we're going to be there every other week. So it'd be good to see you there. We're also going to be at the Fort Orange Market, which is going to be next to Stax Espresso on Broadway in Albany throughout November and December on Fridays.
Wonderful. And we look forward to seeing you there.
Thanks for having me here.